you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Come on, be honest. None of us really expected the Astros to be in this situation this morning, did we? Well, I'll admit it, even if nobody else will. And I'll also admit I'm not a baseball expert. Like my old friend Richard Justice. If you don't recall Richard, he used to write for the local newspaper. Hey, they don't give me any free publicity, so why should I give them any, you know? Anyway, Richard Justice wrote a sports column for several years for the local newspaper, and I used to encounter him on a fairly regular basis when I was working as Irv Harrigan on the Hudson and Harrigan show for 30 years. So he and I got to be casual friends. I wouldn't say we were close friends or anything like that. But we talk about sports, obviously, and a lot of other things like our families and the broadcasting business. So I got to know him fairly well. Now, Richard is a baseball expert. Well, at least as far as any sports writer can be an expert of any sport, because Richard left the local newspaper several years ago, and he's now a writer for MLB.com, you know, as in Major League Baseball. At least that's where he was working the last time I heard from him. And I've seen him on ESPN quite a few times, too. And I don't know for sure, but I'll just bet Richard would be the first one to tell you that the game of baseball is a cruel and unforgiving sport, especially at the major league level, and especially at this time of year, October, the playoffs, the World Series. You know, there's an old saying that Craig Biggio used to throw around a lot. He'd say, in baseball, sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other guy, say, good play, you win, see you tomorrow. And I kind of feel like that's where the Astros are right now. The Nationals squeaked out that win in Game 1, but they just pulverized the Astros in that second game, which set up Game 3 last night. I didn't get to watch much of it because my grandson was playing in his Little League Fall Ball Championship game last night, and candidly, as much as I love the Astros, and I do love the Astros, my grandson's championship game is more important than any other game, World Series or not. So the hometown team has dug itself a fairly significant hole, and we'll see if they can crawl out of it. You know, ever since the playoffs began, I've stayed pretty mum on the subject of the Astros. And you know me, staying mum on any subject is not something I do particularly well. But in this case, I believe discretion is the better part of valor, so I'm going to maintain my radio silence on the World Series for the time being. I'll just do what I did last weekend. Go Astros and hope for the best. However, there is one issue that's kind of correlated to the World Series that I would like to address, and that's Joe Buck. Now, for those of you who don't know who Joe Buck is, what rock have you been hiding under? Well, I guess in fairness, some of you are not sports fans, so you may not be familiar with Joe Buck. But he's one of the most respected play-by-play guys in the broadcasting industry. And he comes by it honestly, too, because his dad was a legendary play-by-play man back when I was young. His name was Jack Buck, and he started his radio career as the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals back in the 50s on KMOX. He worked with people like Harry Carey, who went on to be the voice of the Chicago Cubs, and Milo Hamilton, who, of course, came here to Houston to be the voice of the Astros. Then Jack went on to a network career. It was at ABC, I think. He's a member of several different broadcasting halls of fame. And his son, Joe, literally grew up in the broadcasting biz, so it was only natural for him to follow in his father's footsteps. But you might not know that three of Joe's sisters are also on radio and TV, so it definitely runs in the family. And I'm sure many of you howled in protest a minute ago when I referred to Joe Buck as one of the most respected play-by-play guys around, because there have been numerous posts on social media from Houston fans who felt that Joe Buck was being a homer for the Yankees. Now, like I was saying, I'm not a baseball expert, but I have been in broadcasting for over half a century, so I can confidently say I am an expert when it comes to broadcasting. And I can say that without any bravado or boasting. The plain and simple truth is, I don't know much about much, but I do know a lot about radio and TV. And Joe Buck, in my humble estimation, is one of the finest play-by-play announcers in all the biz. Now, I know, some of you, well, heck, probably a lot of you, feel like Joe Buck was being a shill for the Yankees all the way through the ALCS. And I'll admit, I felt that way too. Once in a while, not all the time. I mean, he wasn't nonstop all Yankees all the time or anything like that, but there were a few times when I'd think to myself, gee, is there another team involved in this game besides the Yankees? Can we talk about them a little bit too? But allow me to pull back the curtain on the broadcasting industry for just a second, and I think I can reveal a little background that may clear some things up for you. Trust me, I've sat in hundreds, no, probably thousands, of broadcasting brainstorming sessions, and no matter what you might think, nobody, and I do mean nobody, tells broadcasters what to say. Believe it or not, I've been on the air since I was 15 years old, and not one boss, not one, has ever told me what to say or what to think. Now, they might tell me how to say whatever I wanted to say, but they never dictated what my attitude should be or what my opinion should be on the air. Now, I should also be fair and state up front that I've never worked for Fox Sports, so I don't know how their management approaches this particular issue, but I've worked for some of the biggest corporations in the radio TV industry, including CBS and NBC, and on-the-air talents like Joe Buck would be outraged if somebody tried to tell them to talk up the Yankees or don't spend so much time on the Astros. And I'll admit, Fox might be different because I haven't worked for him, but I doubt it. I highly doubt it. Joe Buck is an experienced, accomplished broadcaster, and he would be extremely offended if somebody even so much as hinted that he should spend more time talking about the Yankees than the Astros, or anything else for that matter. Now, he may have personally taken that approach, but I'd be shocked to find out he even did something like that. Fox Sports may have hoped that the Yankees won because their ratings would be better if the World Series was played in New York City instead of Houston, but to suggest that they instructed their on-air team to favor the Yankees over the Astros? I'm sorry, that's just way beyond anything I've ever experienced firsthand in over 50 years of being on the air. I'll give you a good example. Right after Game 6, somebody posted a video online. It was the Fox broadcast, and they were yucking it up about how Joe Buck was speechless for a minute or so after the Astros beat the Yankees. I'm sorry to burst your bubble, people, but that's a decades-old TV technique called letting the pictures tell the story. It's a really simple idea. The visuals of the Astros celebrating are more dramatic than anything any announcer can say in that moment. So it's standard procedure for the play-by-play guy to call the play and just stop talking. Joe Buck wasn't speechless at all. He was just letting the pictures tell the story. This is not even debatable, people. They've been doing this for years. And Joe Buck's silence had absolutely nothing to do with who he or Fox Sports might have hoped made it to the World Series so their ratings would be better. So stop getting your panties in a wad. Besides, the ultimate revenge is the Yankees are not in the World Series. The Astros are. Now let's just see if they can finally play up to it. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, we've got the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show to do today, and baseball season is just one popular season this time of year. There's also hunting season, And gun hunting for white-tailed deer starts up 1 week from today in Texas. As such, we thought we'd give you a leg up on hunting season by talking with Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. We'll give you hunters the inside skinny on their state-of-the-art wild game processing plant. It's pretty cool. So cool your jets on the Joe Buck Hate, grab your camo and ammo, and please remember, before you climb up in the deer stand, mute your cell phone, you big dummy.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint, and hardware all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
As we mentioned in the opening monologue, we are just days away, just next weekend, opening day, for gun hunting season for white-tailed deer. So it's time to talk to the hunter's best friend. It's Jared Poffenberger of the iconic Belleville Meat Market in Belleville. Hey, buddy, how's by you?
Randy, everything is great on our side. How about with you?
Just fine. Thank you for asking. Now, the reason why I refer to Jared as the hunter's best friend is because Jared and his brother Marcus have built a state-of-the-art wild game processing plant right there at Belleville Meat Market, and this thing far exceeds anything that I've ever even heard of. So take us back through the history of Belleville Meat Market wild game processing and how you came to this point in time.
Okay, Randy, so how it got started, back in the early 80s, my dad had a request by a customer to take in and process a deer, and it wasn't something he did at the time, but he said, heck, I'm here for the customer, let's give it a shot. Well, since then, we've added on to our retail building where we process deer from, 2000 until about 2017. In 2017, Randy, we built a brand new processing facility that we're speaking of. It's a beautiful building. It gives us a lot more capacity, allows us to be more creative with our customers and their processing. But more importantly, it allowed us, since we built this thing from the ground up, it allowed us to design the place with the customer's experience in mind, meaning they no longer have to call behind the back of the meat market next to the dumpster to drop off their deer and pick it up. But we more or less created a red carpet experience where they have their own dedicated customer service area that they can drop off and pick their animals up. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Well, now, first off, I have never attempted to do this, and I never will. But I can only imagine how tedious and difficult it would be, even for an experienced hunter, to try to field strip a deer. So that's the first thing that your wild game processing plant relieves hunters from having to do. But what precautions should hunters take to ensure that the deer carcass is in the right condition when they arrive at the Belleville Meat Market wild game processing plant?
No, that's a great topic, and we talk about this so much at the Belleville Meat Market. Preparation prior to arriving to the processor. Certainly, we can't make something out of nothing. We need the hunter to properly field dress the animal, which means properly splitting the pelvis to make sure everything is cleaned out right, so we can bring that animal in and process it into quality meats that they would expect out of their processor. So preparation is the first step, but I believe one of the most important steps in getting the animal ready to go to a processor.
So it's not as simple as just throwing the deer in the back of the truck and driving over to you.
Now, don't get me wrong. For some, it has they've tried to make it that simple, and we've seen a little bit of everything. But no, not at all. And I know it does get difficult when some of the hunters don't have quite the facilities as others, especially when they're bringing animals down from, New Mexico. If we're talking early season, New Mexico and Colorado on these heavier size wild game carcasses, it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of thought into preparing the animal to bring it down that far, to travel that far. But if you can in any way, we encourage the hunter to properly prepare and ice the carcass correctly before they get to us.
You and your brother Marcus have always taken great pride in saying that hunters will always get your meat your way. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, no. So what your meat your way means is at the Belleville Meat Market, we guarantee we process every wild game customer's order separate. We will never mix orders. And a lot of processors say that. Some do it. We guarantee it. We will walk a hunter through our facility and show them exactly how we keep it separate. So since we do keep all the orders separate and we do process them each individually, we can customize each hunter's order separate. Say, Randy, you bring me some deer and you want more garlic in your sausage or less jalapenos than normal. Since we process these orders individually, we can customize that order to your exact specifications. So it truly is your meat exactly the way you want it.
Now, you mentioned sausage, and I would assume that that's probably the most popular way people want their venison processed. But do you do other ways, like flank steak or ground meat, something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I say sausage because that's what, you know, 99% of our customers are getting in one way or the other. But along with that, we do the fresh processing of the fresh cuts on the deer. So we're looking at, you know, I would say flank steaks in particular, a little bit tough to get a hold of because these are smaller animals. And what you would expect a flank steak to look like out of a beef carcass doesn't quite look like what it would come off of on a venison carcass. But ground hamburger, stew meat, back straps cut into steaks, 1-inch steaks or so, perfect for grilling. Tenderized cutlets, we can take the entire carcass and make it into all the fresh cuts that you would traditionally expect, as well as any value-added products like sausage or jerky.
Generally speaking, how long does it take the wild game processing plant at Belleville Meat Market to complete the process from the time the meat is dropped off and the time it's ready to pick up?
For the most part, now we do have about three, what we call the heavy weeks. So that's going to be, of course, right after rifle season opens up, right after Thanksgiving, right after New Year's. But generally speaking, 7 to 10 days is, I would say, on the long side of our turnaround. If you're getting all, let's say you're getting all hamburger meat or something like that, then certainly we don't have to spend more time with your meat in the smokehouse or drying it out for dry sausage. So that's going to come ready quite a bit earlier than, let's say, those orders that have dry sausage, which takes 5 days to dry at our facility. So 7 to 10 days is what we tell most of our customers.
And how will that processed meat be packaged when the hunter comes back to pick it up?
Yeah, so the way we do it, we vacuum pack every single package that the hunter receives back. We started doing this a few years ago. Prior to that, we would do some double freezer wrapping, which is a great way to package products, but we felt like we could offer a little more value to the customer. So since we opened our new building, we only vacuum pack the products that our hunters get back, and we see a very positive response to that.
Now, should customers call ahead or book in advance to drop their trophies off for processing, or do they just drive up and drop off?
Well, you know, we're open Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And so we're there all the time if the hunter needs to drop off. And certainly if a hunter, let's say, takes some wild game late in the evening and he can't make it or she can't make it in by 7 p.m., if we get a phone call and they say, hey, I'm going to be coming through around 10 or 11 o'clock, we have after-hours wild game drop-off arrangements that we can make for the hunter to accommodate them.
So, in other words, it's a combination of the two.
It's a combination of the two, pretty much anytime. We're available 24/7 for the hunter to drop off their wild game.
And one of the things that makes Belleville Meat Market's wild game processing plant so attractive to a lot of hunters is location, location, location. There are a lot of deer camps out in the hill country or even just out to the west side of Houston. So you are located in exactly the right spot on the way home back to Houston. Give us exact directions to your place, Jared.
No, you're right. So let's say you're traveling from South Texas heading east, back in the Houston on Interstate 10. If you exit in Sealy and go north 14 miles, we're right there, about 15 minutes off of Interstate 10. If you are coming from the Hill Country, let's say from Austin, headed east on 290, we are 14 miles south of 290 if you exit right there in Hempstead. So we're conveniently located just 15 minutes either north or south off the two main thoroughfares coming back from deer camp.
All of this is to say, if you are planning an opening day hunting trip next weekend, there is only one place to take your trophies for processing, and that's the Belleville Meat Market's Wild Game Processing Plant, because Jared and Marcus Poffenberger will do all the heavy lifting for you, and you'll turn around and have a freezer full of venison for the winter. So what's the website so we can find out more, Jared?
So you can find out more about our deer processing range if you go to our website at BellevilleMeatMarket.com, and in the top right corner, click on the deer processing tab, scroll down to our game processing flyer, and it shows all the services and pricings that we offer on wild game processing.
A lot of people, my wife included, don't particularly care for the gamey taste of wild game, especially venison. So in this second segment, I want you to stick around long enough to tell us how we can mitigate some of that wild game taste, okay?
Absolutely. We can do it.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at Allspa's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspa's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspa's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspa's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspa's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspa's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's always fun to host our good friend. Heck, he's practically a family member around here at Edgewater Studios. It's Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market with us today. And on the weekend before opening day of gun hunting season, it's always good to keep in mind that Belleville Meat Market's Wild Game Processing Plant is absolutely positively the best place to take your wild game to be broken down into virtually any cut of meat you may want. But this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Jared. So we should take some time to discuss the best ways to prepare some of these wild game cuts of meat. And let's start with that venison sausage. How many different flavors of sausage do you guys have there?
Well, we start with 28 different flavors. But keep in mind, we process these orders individually any way the customer wants. So at last count, we had over 80,000 different variations of smoked sausage that we can come up with for our customers.
80,000? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean, the math is a little sketchy this morning, but when you figure that since we do process them all separately and we can customize the sausage, I can do green onions and jalapenos and cheese and garlic. I mean, any combination is possible.
Holy smoke, I was told there'd be no math. But when it comes to sausage, what's your preferred method for cooking sausage, whether it's wild game or commercially raised kinds of meat? Do you grill? Do you use an iron skillet? You blanch? What do you do?
You know, I'll tell you what, Randy, at our house, long as I can remember, we have always boiled sausage. It may just be a little bit of the purist in us or the German heritage that my family has, but we like to boil sausage and not grill it. Now, there are some amazing ways to grill sausage, don't get me wrong, and smoke it for that matter. But when you boil sausage, you're not searing the casing. You're not adding smoke flavor to it. So you're really getting to experience the meat blends, the seasoning flavor profiles, the way that we intended them to be. And at the same time, not creating a tough casing, because it's easy to overcook a smoked sausage and sear up a casing and have a tough bite, or for that matter, overcook it to where it splits,
right,
and then we're letting all the moisture run out of it. So the most forgiving way that we prefer to prepare it as is to boil.
And of course, there's lots of different recipes for utilizing sausage as a meat in, say, a casserole or a gumbo. So which ones do you especially enjoy?
You know, I'll tell you what. I have young kids at the house, so of course mac and cheese is a staple item in our kitchen. And what we like to do with the mac and cheese is we like to boil sausage, cut it up into half-inch pieces, take the sausage out, keep the sausage stock, use that stock, put your noodles in there and boil your noodles, make your mac and cheese, throw the sausage back in. We have mac and sausage.
Wow, that sounds great.
It's amazing.
Now let's talk about some other cuts of venison that your customers like. Which ones are most popular beyond sausage?
Well, usually the first cut that we address when a customer drops off is the backstraps. We see many different ways that the customers like to have them prepared. I would say probably the overwhelming, most popular one would be just to take the backstraps and tenderize them into cutlets for the customer to make chicken fried steaks out of. I would say the next most popular option would be to take those same backstraps, not tenderize them, but cut them into 3/4 to 1 inch steaks. Typically, we see this, Randy, off our bigger animals, like our more our exotics that have larger backstraps. So they're cooking somewhat larger than small medallion pieces on the grill. Cook medium rare always, of course.
We talked earlier about the gamey or the lean aspects of wild game, because wild game obviously move a lot more than commercial animals do. So what kind of cooking techniques can help us break down the gamey or the lean, the tough elements of venison?
Well, I think it's going to be, now keep in mind, venison meat is a leaner meat, and it has less what we call intramuscular fat. And if you could just picture the little deposited fat specks that show up in a nice ribeye or something like that, we don't find that in white-tailed deer carcasses. So that's typically where you get the palatability, the tenderness from, and a little more flavor. So you have to be careful not to overcook wild game, but at the same time, you want it to be done enough. So I would say on the long side of grilling, a backstrap steak would be to medium. And you know, somewhere between medium and medium rare is going to be right. I think you can overcook it and dry it out rather quick if you're not careful.
However, deer is just one kind of wild game that hunters favor this time of year. There's all kinds of game birds like duck and goose and dove and snipe and pheasant and quail. Do you get many of those for processing at the Belleville Meat Market?
You know, we do, and we typically see those later in the season. We see that our outdoorsmen, when whitetail season opens up, they're hunting deer. And as the season rolls on, they get into more of the waterfowl, and that's when we see some of the duck breast or geese breasts start showing up for us to either make jerky out of or mix with pork to make some variation of our smoked sausages that we offer.
And we've talked extensively before about the wild hog problem in Texas, but you've said that some of those bad boys make pretty good meat, don't they?
No, they do. I mean, if you take that those carcasses and you properly prepare them after harvesting, meaning if you bleed them out, keep them in a cooler with plenty of fresh ice over the top, keep the drain plug open, you can really drain out some of that gamey flavor and or taste that you typically would expect out of a boar hog or a sow, for that matter. So you can take those wild hogs and prepare them in a way that you can, enjoy and cook and be perfectly content offering to some guests at the house. So, yeah, there are ways to do them properly.
And you've always got to plan ahead if you're headed out to deer camp, because you got to feed all those hungry hunters. But the folks at Belleville Meat Market have you covered, because there's a lot of things they can buy in your store to feed all those hungry hunters at camp. Talk about that for a minute, Jared.
So, yeah, we offer some many, many popular items that our hunters are picking up on the way to deer camp, from our stuffed jalapenos that are stuffed with our sweet chipotle cream cheese, to our stuffed mushrooms. We have tamales that we make at the market that customers are picking up. We have smoked sausages that customers are picking up, dry sausage. Summer sausage is real popular. And keep in mind, Randy, all these items that I've just mentioned are all vacuum packed. So they're perfectly fine to go straight into a cooler with ice on top of them. They're ready to go. They're easy to prepare campsite or in the oven in the camp house.
But you've also got a barbecue for sale by the pound right there on the showroom floor at Belleville Meat Market. They could pick up a couple of pounds of pork butt, for instance, and feed them that night, right?
Sure. We have the barbecue that's open every day of the week for lunch and dinner. We sell barbecue baked potatoes, sandwiches, barbecue plates, and certainly barbecue by the pound. But we talked about being able to take this barbecue with the hunter and prepare that evening. We also have our fully cooked barbecue briskets that are vacuum packed that we offer for sale also to our customers that they can just grab and go.
And before we run out of time, I couldn't help but notice that your brother Marcus posted some amazing pictures of a weekend hunting trip he took to Foyt Game Ranch. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. So Marcus is hooked up with the guys over at B&B Taxidermy and the Foyt family. And they've been out having a lot of fun, it looks like, picking up some nice exotics and some wild game. Marcus is he's an avid outdoor hunter and really enjoys getting out, and his wife, for that matter, the same, and finding some of these trophy animals that he can take. So, yep, they're having a good time with that right now.
And how's that sweet baby they just had?
Oh, man, he's doing really good.
Good. Glad to hear that. Every time we talk to this guy, something goofy happens. So, broadcasting live from the livestock trailer behind his pickup truck on the side of the road just north of College Station, this has been Jared Poffenberger of the Belleville Meat Market. Tell us the location again for that wild game processing plant so hunters can use it this next weekend on their way home from deer camp.
That's right, Randy. So our wild game processing facility is located in Belleville, Texas, just 14 miles north of Interstate 10 out of Sealy, and 14 miles south on Highway 159 out of Hempstead. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and available for after-hours wild game drop-off as well.
Jared, thank you for your time, and watch your step when you're walking around in that livestock trailer, all right?
I'll do it, Randy. Thanks for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years. He's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite Ace Hardware store at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Allspaw's Ace Hardware is everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal touch that's missing from the big-box stores. Allspaw's Ace Hardware has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so Allspaw's Ace Hardware features a complete barbecue pit house to fulfill all your outdoor cooking needs. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at Allspaw's Ace Hardware. And they even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. Allspaw's Ace Hardware at 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway in Kingwood, and tell them I sent you. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
Hey ladies, just for the record, if your man does not know how to hunt and fish, you officially have a girlfriend. So here's a guy who's a guy, if there ever was one. It's my old Hudson and Harrigan partner on the radio, Fred Olson. So can we call you Nimwad the Mighty Hunter?
Nimwad the Mighty Hunter. I'm hunting wabbits this morning. Oh.
Do you know what that reference actually is?
Well, you're talking biblical?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you want to go way back. Boy, let's go back to the Old Testament. Let's go way back. I do. Now, you're probably more well-versed in it. I know more about what his wife became as a nemesis in biblical history.
Right.
But, I mean, she set up a lot of the churches and idolatry. And, so Nimrod married the wrong woman.
So did I to begin with, but I woke up later on.
Hey, well, that's men's study. We'll do that another time.
Actually, Nimrod was Noah's great-grandson.
That's right. He wasn't the son of Ham?
Yeah. No, but I can't remember the guy's name. That's okay. I've slept since then.
Ham or Shem or... Yeah.
It's in...
No, I did one of them.
Yes, one of the grandsons, because he was great-grandson of Noah.
Right, there you go.
It was in Genesis 10. I looked it up, but obviously I don't remember now.
Well, that was quick. You must have been tapping on the phone or on the computer while we were talking.
No, I actually did it yesterday.
Remember years ago when we would do trivia, and it was before the internet.
Right.
You know, we would do trivia, and we'd give away like $100, whatever it was, on the morning show.
Yes.
Then over time, we realized people were... The internet came along and we couldn't do it anymore. You couldn't, because we go, are you looking at the internet now? Oh, no. I know the answer, though, Mr. Hudson or Harrigan.
But just for the record, I was a whole lot more like Elmer Fudd and a whole lot less like Nimrod. The only thing I hunt for is bargains at HEB. But you were a Boy Scout, right?
I was a Boy Scout, yeah.
So you've often regaled us with stories about how you and your childhood friends used to go fishing up in the mountains of Oregon, and you cooked over an open flame and all of that.
Oh, yeah.
So did you ever develop a love for hunting, too?
You know, it's weird. It's funny you bring that up, because a lot of my friends know who hunt, and he lived to hunt and fish. And, you know, as a kid, that was a sign to me that we were poor.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how we ate. Mm-hmm. And it was just you go fishing and catch these nice brook trout or these rainbows and bring them home, and that was your food. And deer season came, and if you got an elk, that was your meat.
Right.
And we didn't have much beside that. I mean, I tell you, we had an outhouse. If somebody was using the indoor facility, that's what we used. And then we had a cook stove that really kept most of the house warm. And we fed that wood. We fed that pine wood all winter long. So, but to me, then that just showed that how little we had to me when I was a kid. So as I got older and could afford meat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it sounds kind of funny that you'd think that I would be.
No.
Now, I do love to go fishing, but I don't go fishing for food. I like the serenity of the woods.
Though this does not sound unusual to me at all, because I never cultivated a taste for hunting, because my dad was much the same way as you just described in the Great Depression.
Yeah.
Hunting and fishing were not sports. They were work. And so to him, he never took me hunting or fishing, and I just never developed a passion for wild game sport. As a matter of fact, I always thought it would be a lot more fun to give guns to the wild game so they could shoot back. But for some reason, that idea just never caught on. But as a kid, wild game sport to me meant chasing girls all night long. Now an all-nighter means that I don't have to get up to pee.
And, you know, I have friends who are really big game hunters worldwide. I mean, big game hunters. And I've come to see that that's necessary, especially deer hunting. Seasons upon us now. This morning I had, probably six deer in the front yard.
Wow.
And they come here because, you know, I don't shoot them. And there were three little babies, man. We call it bugging. They run around the ponds, and they fly. They just go in circles, and then they play. And it's just, it's a joy to watch with a cup of coffee. It's really cool. But, yeah, I just... For me to shoot deer here I could just sit on my front porch. And of course, they're Texas whitetails, so they're not really these big mule deer you'll find in Colorado on up north. It's just not at all.
But as we've pointed out before, Fred and his wife Bev now reside on a beautiful ranch out near Columbus. So I've often wondered, do hunters ever come up and offer to pay you to hunt on your land?
No. Well, we're part of a very large community out here, and we have about 60 acres of it, and we have it hog-wired and fenced, and there's a lot of hunting that goes on around us. In fact, it's encouraged.
Uh-huh.
Because we need to cull that herd of does, because there's so many deer out here. And I know the PETA people will go, well, you can't do that. Well, you'll be overrun. Like, Texas is overrun with hogs right now. Are you telling me that we shouldn't take care of those?
Yeah.
Because they're going to really disturb things. They're going to be so out of balance.
Yep.
It's so out of balance in the future. It's out of balance now.
However, you told me more than once that you have several neighbors who hunt. And do they give you venison and other wild game?
I got a buddy that they make, because of the size of the whitetails, you'll make a lot of sausage with it, uh-huh. or mix it with your own fat, beef fat, make sausage, and they make some great sausage out here in the country. And he does a thing called, they call them Slim Willies, which is like a Slim Jim, only it's made with real meat instead of whatever they put in Slim Jim. I don't know, what is that stuff? When you squeeze it, it comes out and it's orange. What is that?
I don't want to know, Fred. I don't want to know. La, 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 la. Don't tell me.
But we do have friends who raise cattle who will give us some prize meat now and then, and people who get deer who go, hey, man, my freezer is full. Do you want some? I said, just tell me when to show up, man. I'll come get it. So we're blessed.
So what are some of your favorite recipes to use with that wild game?
With deer?
Or anything. Any wild game.
Oh, well, I've got a friend who raises Wagyu.
Ooh.
Wagyu beef. Now, if you're not familiar with that, it's worth looking up. It's kind of like that Kobe beef uh-huh. stuff. It's just real high-end marbled beef. So when you smoke it or cook it, it is just amazing stuff. And that's why it's incredibly expensive in stores. But if you have a friend who raises them and goes, hey, you want a brisket? I got too many. I go, yeah, I'll take it.
But that's not wild game. What about wild game, like deer or hog?
Oh, wild game. What do we do? I don't really have a lot of wild game out here. I guess friends who have some backstrap, things like that.
Yeah.
I haven't really gotten into cooking the wild stuff, not since we were kids. We were talking about that last night. We had men's group. We had Bible study. We were talking about elk and how to cook it, and you soak it in buttermilk to get some of the enzymes out and stuff like that. And I haven't thought about that since I was a kid. But no, as far as cooking wild stuff, I've had wild pig out here at a community get together that was just phenomenal.
So how was it prepared?
It was ribs on the grill.
Wow.
And wow, they were good. I just sat there and ate those and said, y'all can have the salads and the desserts. I'll just sit here and eat these things, man.
Well, let me ask you this. Did it taste gamey or was it tough?
No, it didn't. I think, you know, some of these good old country boys, man, they can take anything and really make it taste good. They know the size of hog to get, and they know how to clean them and make them taste good. It didn't taste gamey at all. But I do like game taste a little bit. I like venison. I like that little edge to it.
See, my wife won't eat lamb at all because of the gamey taste involved.
Oh, I love lamb. Goodness.
And, of course, for those who don't know, wild game is a little tougher, too, because it doesn't have as much fat in it, because the animals move around more, whereas farm animals are more sedentary.
Right. The twitch muscles, they call those, mm-hmm. like even a cow, that less fatty area or the really hard muscle, that's the one you got to cook forever and ever to get it to taste good, right?
Well, I was going to ask you about other sports, but we're running out of time. So what have you been playing around with on the grill out on the back deck these days?
Well, actually, not a ton. What was the last thing I made? Oh, something I really love to do was smoked meatloaf.
Ah.
Wow. That's crazy good. Just regular meatloaf, make sure it's plenty moist when you put it in and just cook it. And it's phenomenal. You can stuff it with things, you know. I see people do cheese sometimes, but that was one of the last things I made, and it was just terrific. And then, what else? Ribs, of course. But I've been kind of taking it easy here with this cool weather. I really haven't been smoking as much as is normal.
Well, I would have figured you'd be outside cooking like crazy in all this cool weather.
Well, you know what I've been doing? Cutting wood for winter. That's something that's left over from my childhood that I still do. That's why my parents, I think, let me live, so we could chop wood. We need wood. Get wood. Who was it? There was George, country comedian years ago. He said, until I was 7, I thought my name was Get Wood.
Well, there you go, folks. The reason why I'm still a city boy. Gun hunting season is upon us, my friend, but the only thing I'll be hunting for is a W in the Raiders game.
Come on.
So give our love to Bev, and we'll hope for better things next weekend.
Absolutely, and I got a good feeling. I think it'll be fine.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up.